But because you could read his verses. First of all, he's a scientist. He doesn't prolong the argument. It's only these quatrains because that's the shortest form. And you could read it differently. I mean, not like this, different wording. Only different accentuation will change the meaning of it when you dig down. But they forget about it. Rumi knows all this and say, listen, this is something that is made for some special ears. Means that you have to clean your ears and your brain and all that. Then we could dig further. Let's dig further. When he wants to dig further, he will go to where?
Sinai.
Yes, Tafsir, Ola Hakim. Means some analysis of saying of Hakim. Yes, he will go to Sinai normally, but no matter what, he chooses this word, Hakim. Okay. Hakim said something, because Hikmat, remember, was the specialty of the doctor, the first one. You remember the doctor in the dream? Rumi called him what? Do you remember his name? Hakim Elohi, means Holy Hakim. That's what you have. We have in our dreams, and we want to believe. He goes back to that, and will explain something again amazing. Yes.
Commentary on the saying of the Hakim. Anything that causes thee to be left behind on the way, what matter whether it be infidelity or faith? Any form that causes thee to fall far from the beloved, what matter whether it be ugly or beautiful?
You see? Okay, this is the saying of that master of him. You remember. He say, listen, what I'm looking at is the beloved. And getting closer. I don't mind this thing that is getting me closer being beautiful or ugly. And if something is pulling me apart, why should I care if it is good or bad? Means the only thing I care about is getting closer to my beloved. The rest is nonsense. Means there are some arguments, normally religious argument, that they are prohibited in a way, and they will advise you not to dig that one because you could be confused. And you understand it when a beginner hears that God created us in his own image. Then he could think that physically or literally or really we look like God, or we are godish and thing like that. It needs some steps to be taken. And all these different steps should be coordinated for love only. Yes.
And on the meaning of the words of the Prophet, on whom be peace, verily Sa'd is jealous, and I am more jealous than Sa'd, and Allah is more jealous than I, and because of his jealousy, he has forbidden foul actions, both outward and inward. We know so, it's scared out.
The explanation, I don't know if it explains something or confused you, it will confuse me, but let's be clear about this. This is the story of the parrot, okay? Rumi said, let's forget this story. I'm thinking about the story and the rhyme. I should rather not. I should talk about the lover and stuff like that. But there is no duality over there. Please be careful when you see a lover, you're looking at the beloved. Then he started to stop himself that I shouldn't say that. Oh, stop it, you. You shouldn't talk about this. Then he turned around, talked to his heart, that my heart should do this. Then he made up a story, an argument with the beloved. Then he came to a point that, okay, Don't think I said it all. This was the abbreviation because it's not the food for everyone. So I'm intentionally, I covered the package with the ugly packaging because some people should not listen to this. Okay? He's here. Suddenly he said, let me mention something. Let me talk about the saying of my master. That saying is one of the main stuff, especially when he said, when I say lip, I mean sure, okay? When I say la, I mean Allah, remember that. Now he will talk about that word which is translated jealousy, and it's not jealousy.
It's gheirat.
The ghair, ghairat.
Ghairat.
Because ghair and ghairat means differentiation. Something and none of that, right? Aha. Let's talk about that, because somehow maybe you would come to a conclusion that we are all in a pot. Everything is the same. No. There are differences. And the chief of the differences is God Himself. This is where we need Alan to give you a lecture about that ghayr. Because that ghayr is the most used and abused word in our literature. Here, he's talking about it. So it's not jealousy. It has nothing to do with jealousy. Now in Iran, if you tell someone what it means ghayrat, he will tell you what? Ghayrat means that macho feeling of defending the ladies of the house. That is ghayrat, right? Somebody is ghayrati. Means, don't dare to think about even looking at his sister or wife or something. This is what ghayrat means. The real, literal word means the other. None of them. Ghayr. And amazingly, in Quran, God will say, I am ghayur. I am the one who differentiates and who is like nothing else. It's a very complicated subject. He brings the word of Sana'i to emphasize this word. After he said that, when I say ghayur, don't go for that naive, stupid, vulgar meaning that you find in the street. The illiterate people, they think ghayrat is defending your namus, your...
Your house, your territory, your family.
House, territory. No, normally it's sexual.
Oh.
It's not being protective. No. Sexually means that you could talk nonsenses, but don't even mention my sister and mother and wife. That's what ghayrat is. Is it? Don't go for that. There are meanings, and it is used that way. Not only I do it in a holy book, they did it. Let's talk about ghayrat. Yes. And this is something that you will see in a couple of verses. He will talk about it and say, the explanation of this and all that will come later. For the moment, I want to go back about that nagging I said I have with my beloved, that I would say, I love you, and say, no, you're not that. He wants to go back to the subject, but brought this, yes.
The whole world became jealous because God is superior to all the world in jealousy. He is like the spirit, and the world is like the body. The body receives from the spirit good and evil.
You see, this has nothing to do with the ghayr and differentiation. He said, he is like the jinn, and the existence is the body. It's jinn, the word, means life, right? He's like life, and the rest is the body.